You can unlock more cash than you realize from your home's equity with a cash-out refinance today. In the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. And with Rocket Mortgage, you can unlock thousands in less than 3 weeks. But you've got to act right now before rates go up. So when you're looking to unlock the cash in your home, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. Rocket.
Rates current as of 12/12/21. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. MLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.
Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning and welcome to The Harvest. We are so glad you're listening this morning, and we pray that today's show informs you, inspires you, and brings glory to our Lord and Savior. I am Hans, and I am seated next to my wonderful bride, Amy.
Good morning, everyone. As I just took off my sweater, and then I'll be putting it back on because I go through these, it's really hot in here, and now it's really cold in here moments, if you can relate it all out there.
I think that's why they call them Shaws, and you see them on your grandma.
Yes. Well, good morning, everyone, and I just have to say amen and amen to your intro, as always, and we are just so glad that you are joining us and listening, and hope that you are inspired today. We have some great information coming your way. So grab your notepad and be ready to take down some information in this jam-packed hour.
Exactly. Well, we also have some exciting news to share. I want to congratulate my bride for a new position.
Oh, I know. Like I have, as our client care coordinator said, as if you have more time in your day somehow. But I'm very excited and humbled and blessed to be now the newest faith community educator for the Alzheimer's Association Georgia chapter. And you're thinking, what is a faith community educator? And I get the privilege of representing the Alzheimer's Association here in Atlanta and partnering with faith communities, churches, organizations, nonprofit organizations, and bringing in their incredible education and presentations. They're just amazing material about the Alzheimer's disease and dementia-related diseases, understanding what that means to have that diagnosis, and services and support that the Alzheimer's Association provides for families here in Georgia. And just, you know, an opportunity to, as always, which is to bridge the resources out in the community mm-hmm. with the ultimate resource, and that is faith in God. And mm-hmm. so I'm just privileged to be called to this position. And just want to make a note, if you're listening and you're part of a faith organization and you think, gosh, we have a lot of members or adult children that have parents that are dealing and coping with a dementia-related disease, and we need this information, it is absolutely free. So reach out to me. You can go through the Alzheimer's Association at alz.org, or you can contact
/Georgia,
and click on community education, or you can just go straight to seniorprovisions.com or call us at 888-979-8783. And just let Laura, our client care coordinator, say, hey, I heard something on the radio about a presentation for Alzheimer's. How can I get that at my church? Mm-hmm. And we will put you on the schedule, and you get to see my face instead of just my voice.
Which is a sight to behold.
Aw.
How about that?
Yes. Well, that's awesome. This is our flirting segment of the show.
Instead of banter.
Instead of banter.
Well, moving a little bit further on in our show, we want to thank Caring Man and Avant for their support of the Harvest Radio Show. They are a trusted resource for transportation, covering all of Greater Atlanta. To learn more about them, go to caringmanandavant.com. We are so thankful.
And as always, you're going to love the ride.
We have a great show today. I love this show that we get to spotlight great organizations, and we're spotlighting Mending the Gap, an organization that provides basic needs and services to help people improve the lives of vulnerable senior adults, all this while connecting youth and adults together and creating healthy and fulfilling relationships. We are joined by the founder and director, Faye Josephs. Faye is a wife, mother of two, and a leader at Victory World Church in Norcross. She is also an author of an inspirational memoir, Pain is Part of the Plan. She also authors a blog called Still Loved. Thank you, Faye, for joining our program.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Good morning, Faye. This is Amy.
Good morning, Amy.
So, well, I want to dive right in because I remember the day that you stood up at a networking meeting and, you know, I normally kind of at those networking meetings, you see a lot of people with new businesses and you know, they're job hunting and you started talking, and that was the first time I heard about Mending the Gap, and I was intrigued. So tell our listeners about your organization. What is Mending the Gap?
Well, Mending the Gap, as you said, is an organization that basically seeks to provide support services for low-income seniors in Gwinnett and also to inspire young people to give back to their community, to advocate for seniors, to connect and build positive, long-lasting relationships.
I love that. I love that. So let's get into the nuts and bolts of it. So what are some of the basic kind of needs that you provide for lower-income adults?
Well, the seniors that we assist are seniors that basically are low-income, meaning that they're receiving Social Security income under $1,000. They may or may not receive food stamp, ranging from $20 to $40 a month. And a lot of the seniors, they live by themselves. They live away from family. They live in housing projects, you know, and even some of our seniors are actually living in extended stay facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And when people think about low-income seniors, or just think of seniors particularly, they just think in seniors that live in assisted living or living in a nursing home, and seniors that receiving Meals on Wheels. But our seniors that we assist are just seniors that basically get unnoticed by a lot of people. They are they're like the forgotten ones is what I call them, because most people don't think about them.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, they live with them from their family members, and oftentimes because of lack of transportation and lack of relationships or even not having children, most times people don't have a chance to know that there are a bunch of seniors that need this assistance and need help.
Yeah. Right. What are some of the items that you can provide for them?
Well, we provide fresh fruits and vegetables, because if we're trying to help the seniors, we're not trying to give to them food that's filled with salt. So we provide fresh fruits and vegetables. We provide also items such as laundry detergent, dish detergent, you know, paper goods, stuff like Ensure. We provide disposable underwear. These are all items that are not covered even for people that receive in food stamps. So we are providing items that is very costly to them, to cost it to even someone that has a regular income. But we're providing all those other items that is not accessible in a normal pantry. And the amazing thing about our program is that we bring all of this to the homes of the seniors. They don't have to come and look for us. They don't have to, you know, try to seek us out in the community. We bring the services all to the seniors.
Wow. Well, it doesn't sound like they're that forgotten with you. You all have remembered them, and that's just awesome. We are, I'm just always amazed, and that this, I'm thinking back to that networking meeting and thinking about, I think, gosh, that's exactly what they need. And that fruit, we've talked often on this show, and we've been parts of committees and information seminars about the food deserts that are out there. And, yeah. You know, when you lack transportation and then financial means to access that fresh fruit and those vegetables, yeah. You do. You eat a lot of processed foods. And,
of course.
Yeah, and then you're just kind of, you know, whatever, you know, stop and go gas station is nearby you. Mm-hmm. So what mm-hmm. what an awesome. I want to, you know, on the other side of break, I definitely want to come back and talk a little bit more about, you know, how you get your donations and okay. how you're getting your volunteers to go deliver all of this. So
right.
would you mind holding on? And then when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Faye and the director of Mending the Gap.
And I want to get to sure. the bottom of what drew you to this. So we're going to talk about that also on the other side of the break.
Okay.
Thank
awesome.
You so much.
There are places I remember.
Caring man in a van. Companies open every day based on a need recognized. Hello, I'm Scott Chamberlain, owner of Caring Man in a Van, and my story is not different. I experienced transportation firsthand with my mother and found the service to be, well, let's say less than satisfactory. For the last 12 years, we've provided transportation for senior citizens and the disabled, offering wheelchair and stretcher transports with the quality and personal attention you would expect. We guarantee on-time service, clean, comfortable vans, certified drivers that are attentive to your needs, plus the promise you'll never experience transportation that is more enjoyable. Visit our website today, caringmaninavan.com. Call toll-free 855-342-1566. That's 855-342-1566. You're going to love the ride.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Do you know someone who is living with Parkinson's disease? Every 9 minutes, someone in the U.S. is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The American Parkinson Disease Association's Georgia chapter is here to help. Every day, they provide the support, education, and research that will help everyone impacted by Parkinson's disease live life to the fullest. For reliable information, local educational programs, and caring support groups, please visit apdaparkinson.org/Georgia or call 404-325-2020.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We have a great program today. We are talking with Faye Josephs, founder and director of Mending the Gap. It's a nonprofit ministry organization serving our vulnerable older adults. Faye, thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you for having me.
So I teased a very critical question. We kind of found out a little bit about Mending the Gap and what services they provide. But what I really want to know, and I know our listeners want to know, is what drew your attention to this? Because they are such hidden figures in our community. What opened your eyes? What life event? What brought this all into being?
Well, I've always had a heart for the community, and but particularly this is the one thing that drew me to providing this service for seniors. I worked with the state of Georgia for 14 years, and my job was to process benefits, food stamp and Medicaid, and it was just for the seniors. Mm. You know, when you are processing benefits and you are approving $20 a month for food stamp, it's makes you sick to the stomach. That, you know, and, you know, I'm not saying that people shouldn't apply for food stamps, that they're not doing the best to help the seniors. It's just that you're seeing all the hoops and leaps and bounds that a senior has to go through to receive that type of service mm-hmm. and that amount of services. Many of the seniors that were receiving $20 per month, $15 per month, they have to pay other people to take them to the store. Mm-hmm. And so they are receiving $20, and then they have to pay someone $20 to go to the supermarket to purchase those items. And the items that they were purchasing were not items that we could that we are giving to the seniors, like the toiletries and the mm-hmm. personal care and the cleaning supplies. And what really hit me with that was one day I had a client, and she came into the office, and she was receiving $40 for food stamps. She explained that she had to sell her car and rode a scooter, you know, to come to the office through the distance from, you know, where we were. Mm-hmm. And she's 70 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
She rode the scooter. She gets there to the office, and she's saying, I cannot afford to buy healthy food, let alone even buy laundry detergent or dish detergent. And she says, I have to be using my laundry detergent to do my dishes. She pretty much just buried her head down on that desk. And, you know, felt like there was no hope.
Right.
You know, I don't have much money. Now I'm staying with my brother. I can't afford, you know, to get these things. And I'm just having $4 a month in food stamp. And I thought to myself, okay, what can I do to help?
Wow.
And there's so much you can do as a caseworker, you know, because mm-hmm. you do have to abide by the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I started, I thought about it, and I said to her, what if I was to bring you some of these items, you know, to your home? Would you be okay with that? And she said, wow, would you do that? And I said, yeah, sure. If you okay with it, I will definitely throw some stuff in the bag, some laundry detergent and some paper goods for you, and I could just drop it off to you. I started doing that. As she gave me permission, and I would drop it off for her after church on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just leads to another senior and another senior. And before you know it, I was making these little drops, you know, off to these different seniors, you know.
Wow. Wow.
And, you know, shortly after that, because I already had the nonprofit established with the young girls and women. So, you know, I started thinking, okay, what else can we have our volunteers participate in, our women participate in doing? Mm-hmm. And I started talking with them, you know, about how can we help these seniors in the community?
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, about a year later, I found this program with the Gwinnett Coalition. It's called Mr. Virginia, like Gwinnett Leadership Institute. They have a program, 11-month program that you could go through and find out how you can help other people in the community, how to be a community leader, and
wow.
How you find out about the resources in Gwinnett.
Mm-hmm.
And
awesome.
I decided to join that program, and I went through the program. For that program, you were supposed to launch a project in the community in order for you to graduate. And so when I got into my group, it's a group of five of us, and they said, okay, what can we do in the community? You know, I just blurt out, seniors.
That sounds like me.
Can we help the seniors, you know? And we start thinking, okay, what can we do for the seniors, you know? And we're like, food, well, you know, there's music wheels and, you know, a lot of people doing food. Or what can we really do? And I spoke with this particular leader in the community, and I said, what do the seniors need more than anything?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, personal care,
yes,
cleaning supplies and toiletries. I said, well, that's it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I asked her, where can we go? Where can we find a group of seniors that could use this, you know, and that need this assistance? And she pointed me to the housing authority.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we started. So we, you know, I already have the organization. We start using that as a back start, you know, promote what we're doing, and there launched a project. And as soon as I graduated, I just pulled the project onto what was existent, the organization before was called Sister Circles. Mm-hmm. And I pulled that that project under our organization, and that's really how.
Well, Faye, you, I'm sitting here, and the thing that comes to my mind is you lit the match, or I should say, God lit the match.
Yeah,
you faithfully carried it, and then it spread, and the vision of this ministry. It went from person to person, and it went from you just having the obedience to step out and say, yes, Lord, I am going to take care of this need right in front of me. And then God said, hey, look, I've got some other people who have the same needs. Mm-hmm. And then you got with other people that have the same, you know, passion for service. It makes me think about Matthew 25, 35 through 40. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read this. For I was hungry and you gave me food, and I was thirsty and you gave me drink, and I was a stranger and you welcomed me, and I was naked and you clothed me, and I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. And then the righteous will answer saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? When did we give you a drink when you were thirsty? When were you ever a stranger and we welcomed you? When were you sick and in prison and we visited you? And then the king will answer them, truly I say to you that as you did it to the least of these my brothers, the forgotten, you did it to me.
Yeah.
And so I'm just so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for you being obedient and having such a servant heart. And we wanted to bring you on. We wanted to spotlight what God is doing. I want to inspire others. That's Hans and I's passion, is to bring information and inspiration. How can anyone listening right now that's just an individual, I'm not even going to say you have to be a part of an organization, how can you get involved?
Right. And before you answer that, that's what I want to like really focus on, is this started off with a singular vision. You know, you had eyes that saw, you had ears that heard, you had feet that went, you had arms that held and loved and then shined the light of Christ. But it was a singular vision that you patiently and in trust of God has grown. And so that can happen everywhere in our community.
Yes.
So I'm assuming you're in Gwinnett, so anyone can get involved in Gwinnett, but what if someone's interested in starting something like this in another part of town? What's the first step?
Well, the goal for us eventually is to spread this around not just another city, but another state, because there are many seniors that are out there that need this assistance. We constantly receive phone calls from seniors in other cities saying, you know, do you have a place here in Forsyth County or, you know, wherever, a different county. And the most of what we try to do is to do call, because it's not necessarily just about bringing the bags. So we also provide companionship as far as what we call seniors once a week to check on them. Because there's so many seniors that die in their homes. And people don't know. They find them a couple of days later on. And a lot of seniors are really isolated away from family. They're lonely. They're, you know, just need someone just to care, even just to have just a regular conversation. So we provide that as well. And so we're looking to connect with other areas to see how we can mentor another group or organization or, you know, or church group that want to provide this service for other seniors in their area.
Well,
we're open to that.
Well, great one. This would be a great time. Why don't you go ahead and let our listeners know, how can they reach you? What is the best way to get in touch with you?
Okay, they could go to our website, which is mendinthegap.org, or they can call us at 404-729-5185. Again, you can call us at 404-729-5185, and they could visit our website, mendinthegap.org.
Well, thank you so much. And we're going to have that information again later on in the show. Faye, would you stay on with us? I understand that you've had a life-challenging event this year, and I would like to talk a little bit more with you about what God's doing in your life. Would you hold on through the break?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
Welcome back to The Harvest. Boy, we have picked just the amazing, most amazing music to come in and out of.
It's perfect.
thank you for listening to The Harvest. We have a special guest today. We've been talking with Faye Josephs, founder and director of Mending the Gap, a great organization serving lower-income adults in our community. Faye, we've known you for about 3 years, I think, through networking and just partnering. And we are want to talk about a real sensitive topic with you about your challenging year this year. And we're so grateful that you're willing to share this because we know it'll inspire others.
Sometime in April, I suffered a stroke in my brain, which was... It was surprising in a sense, but on the other hand, I'm not sure that I'm actually surprised of what happened. Not that I thought I would have a stroke, but the rate in which I was going, I knew I was tired.
Mm-hmm.
For years, of my life, I've always known or was just raised in a culture and in my family about working hard. That's it. You
right.
just work hard. If you're not working hard, you consider being lazy.
Mm-hmm.
So all I've known is hard work since I was a child. And so when I came into ministry, I just continued that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't that I was compulsive, but I have this, this deep desire to do what I do well.
Right.
And that's what was instilled in me. So I gave 100% or 110% in everything that I do. And so I've been working full-time since I began the ministry in 2006 and up until last year that I actually stopped working full-time and ran Mending the Gap. So I was doing both, plus leading up my church, leading a small group at home. So, and, you're married, you have children. So I'm going, I'm running also, and, thinking you're invincible.
Mm.
And community means so much to me. When you're serving, right now we're serving, 350 seniors plus. So the program is designed for them to connect with you whenever time they need help. It's personalized. You're building relationship with the seniors. You're meeting their needs. So I'm always going, always going, always going.
So
and I felt
How has God used this stroke in your life? How what is He teaching you through this?
He's teaching me to rest.
Ah.
If I learn anything more from this experience is where He's teaching me to rest and to give myself permission to rest and that I need to replenish. I wasn't doing that. I eat well for the most part and I don't have any crazy different, habits, but I was not resting my body, And so when this happened, it was a wake up call for me. Because you can be in ministry and you have that heart to give and to serve, and without replenishing, you end up leading on empty. So that's what I learned from this experience, that I need to give myself permission to rest and to replenish and know that it's okay. I don't have to do everything for everyone. And I don't have to fix it all.
Right. We've got to go all the way back to Genesis and relearn that day in and day out. And thank God that there's only 24 hours in each day and that He only gives us each day what that which we can handle. And they're just, you know, it's an important lesson. So this is a great opportunity for us to open this up and to talk about it. And other people, I'm sure, are sharing the same experience.
Right.
You know, when we've talked about ministry burnout, and there's that side of it where someone is, you know, exhausted and emotionally, but this is a different kind of burnout. This is a physical reaction that our, you know, where our bodies say, hey, this is the limit of how God created us. And we talk to caregivers all the time. And you know, we often will get a call and someone will say, hey, I'm going to start taking care of my mom full time, 24/7. And I have to say to them, you know, that sounds wonderful until you understand how God created you, that he ordained rest. He did not create us to try to cover 3 8-hour shifts of qualified caregivers. And I say, you know, it's like wanting to fly and you step off the branch and you quickly realize, hey, I'm not made to do this. And help. So was there, you know, I know you're a woman of faith, and I want to give you an opportunity. Is there a particular scripture in your life or during this time that got you through? Because I know along with stroke, depression can also come. It's just kind of they go a little hand in hand. And so I know that there were probably some low moments over this last year. Any particular scripture that you can share with our listeners?
Well, my scripture originally for Mend in the Gap was Hebrews 10:24. And it was about, you know, let us think more about ways how to motivate each other and love and in good works. And that was always what Mend in the Gap started out with. That was the foundational scripture, because we wanted to motivate people to give back and to move away from just being motivated, but move it on to work too, because, you know, faith without work is dead. So you do need to, you know, put in what you're saying.
Yes.
The scripture that has been my scripture for my life is Philippians 3:13-14. That has been my favorite scripture for my entire Christian life, that I have not counted myself to have arrived, but this one thing that I will do is to continue to reach for that mark for the higher calling. And that's my scripture, you know.
That's the pressing on toward the goal, to pressing on toward the goal, to the prize of the upward call of God. And then let those of us who are mature think this way. And if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal it to you. And let us only hold true to that which we have attained. I love that. I just pulled that up when you said it.
No,
I was going to say, and it's also modeled in kind of how you started Mending the Gap. I mean, you saw the need, and then the first thing you did was to take on wise advice, seek out those that are, you know, have a greater understanding than you at that point, and get those tools and get those resources together before you start serving those people. And that just speaks of that.
So I'm going to ask you, we talk with a lot of folks that have sudden setbacks in their lives, diagnoses, heart attacks, job losses. So what kind of key advice could you give someone who's maybe out there doing too much and maybe doesn't realize that around the corner, God's going to stop them and make them rest? What advice would you have for them today, Faye?
You know, last week when I went to church, we were talking about crazy love, and that's been the theme. But one thing he mentioned specifically, and he was talking about how God expects us to water, plant the seeds, and then he does the increase. Mm-hmm. And in that message, I was thinking about what we do when we're in ministry. Sometimes we focus so much on the results. And I know that's a big thing, even for nonprofit. It's about the result. What are you doing? What's the result? What's the result?
Right. Yes.
And then we can quickly forget that God is the one that provides the harvest, the result, if we just focus on just one thing. You know, let me plant the seed or let me do the watering and then I'll do the increase.
Mm-hmm.
And so that has been something that has stuck with me since Sunday. You know, when I'm looking at my life and I'm thinking, you know, I think for me over the years, I've been focusing on all three.
Mm-hmm.
And God is saying, you don't have to focus on all three.
Right.
If you just do what you're doing, you know, what I called you to do, what I created you to do, so you can do the planting. You're planting those seeds. You can't do everything. You know, you're watering. But I'm going to do the increase of what's going to happen later on. And you look at other organizations, other ministries that are providing similar services or doing other services. They're doing their part as well. So, you know, so what I would say to someone else that goes out and want to serve is just, it's okay if you're doing one thing. You don't have to do it all.
I love that. That
you
is a
that you're planting seeds.
That is a good word. That is a very good word and great advice. Well, Faye Josephs, founder of Mending the Gap, I am going to let you go, but I just thank you so much for being on the show. And can you remind everyone again, how can they reach you?
Yes. And our website, you can go to our website, is mendingthegap.org. Our phone number is 404-729-5185. And please sign up for a 5K that's coming up in September 21st.
Absolutely. And we're going to be mentioning that 5K coming up on September 21st on upcoming shows. And we will have it up on our website and Facebook page as well. Faye, thank you. God bless you. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation, Hans and I, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about stroke awareness and prevention. You don't want to miss this. Someone in the United States has a stroke every 40 seconds, and every 4 minutes, someone passes away from stroke. We're going to give you some key information. Definitely is life-saving.
Complaining, there'll be days like this when everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this.
Support for The Harvest comes from Thrivent Financial. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. For more than a century, Thrivent has helped Christians make financial decisions that reflect their values and help them be wise with money and live generously. More than 2 million Christians count on Thrivent to help strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Whether you're preparing for your financial future or responding to a sudden change, there are ways to proceed wisely. Local financial professionals can provide one-on-one guidance to help you. To learn more, contact Greg Bickhart, Jennifer Yankowski, Kelly Goldsmith, or Rodney Hill at 404-U-THRIVE. That's 404-884-7483. Or email thrivantseniorsolutions@thrivant.com. Thrivant Financial. Be wise with money.
Every day I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed Mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition. And now Mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
Welcome back to The Harvest. What a great show today. I love it when we have amazing people on fire for God and serving our community. It's quite a gift for us to have this opportunity to shine a light on them and hopefully inspire others in the community to spread these good services. We could touch on Faye's walk and the challenge of having a stroke. And we want to wrap up our show today with some fundamentals about stroke. Amy shared a statistic. I'm going to share another one. Every year, nearly 800,000 people in the United States have a stroke.
Wow.
So it's
staggering.
Just, yeah.
It really is. 800,000 people. And stroke comes out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there really is very few kind of signs that it's coming.
Right. So let's talk about the fundamentals. Like,
right.
What is a stroke?
So a stroke is a blood clot that keeps blood from getting to your brain. That's kind of the non-medical, and since we're non-medical.
We're not giving medical advice.
We're not giving medical advice. We're giving some awareness and some information. But there are different kinds of strokes. The most mm-hmm. popular stroke is metastatic.
There we go. That's what. Yeah, we don't have our medical degrees, and we're showing
right.
it. Metastatic. Yeah.
So there's deadly stroke, and that is when a blood vessel within the brain absolutely explodes.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is a blood clotting stroke, and so we're going to talk a little bit about kind of the signs of it.
Mm-hmm.
I personally have come upon older adults who are absolutely right in the middle of a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And so the most important thing to remember is this little acronym, FAST, F-A-S-T, FAST, like you're running fast.
Yes. All right. So let's go through those because
okay.
as the acronyms work, each letter has a word that applies to it.
So start with F.
F is facial. So this is where you take a look and kind of observing and assessing somebody, and you look at their facial muscles and how they are reacting. If you ask them to smile, does one side draw up into a smile and the other side stays down, or do they both draw up and the one side slowly starts to come down? This is a sign of a stroke.
Absolutely. Then you have A, which is arms. So the next thing to do if you suspect someone is having a stroke, so ask them to smile at you, and then ask them to raise both their arms. And what you're looking for is, are both arms going up relatively at the same time, at the same height? And if you're noticing that one is drooping down or they can't quite raise it up to match the other one, then that could be a sign definitely that there is something going on one side of their body.
Mm-hmm. So the S is speech. Mm-hmm. So this is where you ask them very simple questions, engage their response. Is their speech slurred? Is it, do they stammer and stutter, or is it fluid and they're able to gain all of their faculties and communicate back with you?
And the gentleman that I discovered was in the middle of a stroke, didn't necessarily, he had a blank look on his face,
mm-hmm.
and he wasn't slurring his speech. He was answering questions, but he was repetitive in what he was saying over and over and over again. So I asked him a different question, and he answered the same way, that I knew something was going on. Plus, he had a real blank stare to him. He wasn't mm-hmm. making direct eye contact with me. So all signs that something is going on. And then finally, the T. This is the most important, is time. And time is of the essence. We are blessed and live very close to some incredible hospitals that have stroke response teams. So if someone is
and EMTs that are equipped
yes.
with the kind of the general approach is clot busters that come armed and they can identify and they get those drugs into them immediately, which is like the time.
Absolutely.
It's so critical to mitigating damage of block of blood flow.
Yeah. So a stroke could come on, you can clot bust up that blood clot and stabilize someone with little to no damage that they can have a full, complete recovery. And, you know, Faye's a great example of that. She caught it early. She knew something was going on, and they were able to stabilize her with minimum damage to her body and to her brain.
And then we kind of go on to the next, really, the next stage and the next important piece is rehabilitation. Sometimes this is just reestablishing those connections that were temporarily impeded, but a lot of times it's creating new connections to those activities, those muscles that you need to develop, and, yeah. and developing them quicker than slower is also a key component to it.
So if there is some damage, oftentimes then once someone's medically stable, they will transition to rehab, and either an acute or subacute rehab. They're doing physical therapy. They're doing occupational therapy, you know, buttoning their buttons, walking down the hall, you know, spoon to the mouth. And then they're also doing speech therapy as well, mm-hmm. building up, as you said, those new connections where there was damage. And time again is a big key component there, because, you know, it takes a full 6 months to get back to what is going to be your either new norm, because you may not fully go back to 100%. So in that 6 months, you might be in rehab. You may be transitioning home.
Mm-hmm. And you may be, you know, now we get into kind of the dynamics of all the things you need to figure out. This was an unplanned occurrence, so it was abrupt. It's a lifestyle change immediately, so you don't have the cues and progressive disease where you're kind of developing new talents and new skills to mitigate the effects. This happened like an on-off switch, and you're trying to get back what you're able to get back, but you're engaging rehab, which is an important decision point. You know, how good is that facility at rehab for stroke specifically? Then you're talking about home care services if you're transitioning home. You're talking about how successful is your home environment for living in with whatever impairments you've gathered or have, you know, temporarily. And then the other question is, you know, are we moving into another facility environment where you need more support care than you'd initially prepared for?
Well, this is a great chance to talk about Senior Provision's new True Transitions programs. So we have always been about helping people transition to the best care environment that is going to meet their needs and meet their budgets. And so our advisors through the True Transitions will be able to connect, as they have been doing, with families to really make the best decisions for each of these stages of rehabilitation, whether it be stroke or perhaps some cognitive decline with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Whatever season that you are in, we want to be there to help you make a true transition and really advocate for you. Just in general about stroke, there are some ways to prevent stroke, because we're young. I want to be doing now what I can be doing.
That's very kind.
Thank you. We're younger. Lowering your blood pressure is key. Being in a good weight and having regular exercise, drinking moderate alcohol, if any. And if you have diseases, atrial fibrillation, I'm going to probably get some emails from some doctors,
yeah,
diabetes, anything like that, that you are treating and being treated, getting a handle and managing those
and
diseases, and quit smoking.
Yes, ma'am. I don't smoke.
You don't smoke. But all of those things can help you ward off and prevent potential stroke. So if you have any questions about any of this, any about stroke prevention, mending the gap, or just some general senior care questions, please give us a call at 888-979-8783 or submit your questions to our website at seniorprovisions.com.
And we want to thank Thrivent Financial for their support of the Harvest Radio Show. They help Christians be wise with their money while living generously. And we are so thankful to support them and have their support. And to contact them, you can go to 404-U-THRIVE. That's 404-U-THRIVE.
And Thrivent Financial offers great insurance products like long-term care insurance, which is wonderful, because if you don't know about a life event like a stroke, or any kind of disability that is unplanned, you can't plan them, but is unplanned, then having that comfort and reassurance that you have long-term care insurance in place is a great peace of mind. Again, we are here for you, and we, as advisors at Senior Provisions, we want to make sure that you know that we're here to help navigate you through different senior care options. And so you can go to seniorprovisions.com for any question you might have about senior care. We're going to sign off with Philippians 4:19, our foundational scripture, that my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And there is no greater riches in Christ than Christ himself, and no greater provision than him. God bless and have a great week.
You can unlock more cash than you realize from your home's equity with a cash-out refinance today. In the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. And with Rocket Mortgage, you could unlock thousands in less than 3 weeks. But you've got to act right now before rates go up. So when you're looking to unlock the cash in your home, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. Rocket.
Rates current as of 12/12/21. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.